While people do worry about the online risks to young people, there's a difference between risk and harm. Certainly, there are risks associated with going online, just like there is with anything else you might do. But the fact is that most people aren't harmed when they go online, or if they are, they can usually deal with it. A lot of the harms to children that we associate with the internet may involve the internet, but typically there's something else going on, whether it's their psychosocial makeup, their risk tolerance, or something in their life that causes them to take extraordinary risks. So to assume that all children are equally at risk is like saying that everyone is equally at risk of malaria. That may be true in certain tropical countries, but it's not true everywhere. And to stretch this public health metaphor, internet safety programs are often the equivalent of inoculating people for malaria who go to Chicago and failing to inoculate people who go to high-risk areas. When we talk about online risk, we sometimes confuse severity with prevalence. Certainly, there are horrible cases of cyberbullying, but that doesn't mean it's common. And the fact is, we don't have a lot of data to show that a lot of kids have been harmed. There are risks and there are harms, and sometimes the risks are not as serious as people may think they are. Sure, there's a possibility that horrible things can go wrong, but the fact is that they usually don't, and we can't hold back an entire generation of kids just because there's a possibility that something could go wrong. That's true in sports, it's true crossing the street, it's true in any aspect of life.